Represent Hospital Studios, KTOE Morning Blend. I'm excited for this interview.
This will be so much fun.
Aaron Worm and Terry T with you.
Hey, that's me.
And I know this group pretty well. I guess back in the day, the royalty from Kalachki Days used to come down to a Radio Mankato.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to get that tradition going again.
Well, why not? Because you did. You brought him here already. Look at you.
I say, and I'm pretty biased because it's my hometown,
of course. I mean, it's not like it's hard for you to talk him into it.
That's right. So I want to introduce the current royalty for Kalachki Days in Montgomery. To the left of me, the queen, Nisa Anderson. Good morning.
Good morning.
First princess, Olivia Skazacek.
Good morning.
And second princess and Miss Congeniality, Taylor Klein.
Good morning.
So when it comes to going everywhere for Kalachki Days, are you guys almost done with your duties? You guys getting to the end of everything?
We are, yes.
So you have the pageant tomorrow night, then you have the parade on Sunday, and then it's done.
And we are so loving this rain that we even got our coordinator to let us go to the Twin Sparkle Night on Tuesday next week.
Are you really?
Yes.
So what is the Sparkle Night? What is that?
I don't know. I'm excited about it.
It's the Twins Stadium invites royalty from around Minnesota, and we all wear our crowns and our attire or whatever you want to wear, and we get to walk on the field.
Oh, very cool.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. So you're not officially done with duties until Tuesday then.
Yep.
That seems fair, though. Are you excited? Is it kind of like a bittersweet thing? You don't want to be done quite yet, but it's time to pass the torch?
Yeah, it's very bittersweet. We're all ready to go to college, but we've loved our reign and getting to know each other.
So what's been one of your most favorite activities so far? Well, technically throughout it, because, you know, Tuesday.
I think all of our favorites was the toilet bowl races in Kilkenny, Minnesota, where we actually got second place, which was very unexpected from a bunch of the audience members, but we crushed it and we beat out a lot of grown men. So.
Fantastic.
So you have to explain what the toilet races are in Kilkenny, because is that was it the halfway to St. Patrick?
Yes.
Is that what they do out there?
Yep.
Okay. Break it down for me, ladies. What is that race?
So we actually had to make our own toilet. We got a trailer and then we got a toilet and we spray painted it gold. And then what we had to do was Nisa, she sat on the toilet and she had to go and chug a cup of root beer, and then me and Olivia had to push her all the way to the end and then go around some cones. Then she had to chug another thing of root beer, and we had to run all the way back down. And we kept winning up until, so we had to do this a couple times.
Okay.
And then it was the last two people, and sadly we lost, but we did get second place then.
Wow, very impressive.
Fun. Yeah, very impressive.
A lot of root beer, which is very, very fizzy.
We are talking to the current royalty for Kalachki Days, Anissa Anderson, Olivia Skazacek, and Taylor Klein here on KTOE. And I'll ask each one of you, when it comes to parades that you've been to, because once you win the crown, it's exciting. But the work that goes in after you win the crown, I mean, you're busy most weekends. What has been maybe your favorite parade? Because I know you guys go to a lot of them.
Ooh, okay. I think my favorite parade, or one of them, was the Anoka Halloween Parade, which is so fun. We got to decorate our float in, we did Wizard of Oz this year. So I actually got to bring my own dog, and his name's Tito, but he went by Toto that night.
Fair, fair.
And he rode on the float with us, and he did very good. And I just thought it was so fun and getting to see all of the different royalty groups dressed up in different Halloween costumes.
Now, you don't know this. Terry T is the queen of Halloween. She loves Halloween.
I love it. I've never been to that parade. I've never been able to make it, but it is on my list of things to get to, and I'm a little jealous, ladies. I'm a little jealous.
Olivia, how about you?
I've loved all of our parades, but most recently we went to Cottage Grove, and we won the Mayor's Choice Award for our float.
That's right, yeah.
So that was special.
And what was Cottage Grove? That was
Strawberry Fest.
Strawberry Fest, that's right.
Ooh.
That's right. I
bet they
had
all the strawberry foods.
Yeah.
And Atayla, how about you?
My favorite was the Lonsdale Community Day Parade because I got to see a lot of my family, and it was super cool to like be up on the float and seeing them all as we went down.
You know, we talk about a lot of work for a royalty, and for any other, you know, royalty or past royalty listening out there today, the parents. I mean, your parents are pretty busy on the weekends too, pulling that float.
Yes.
Constantly, so.
Yes.
Introduce your parents' names.
My parents are Chris and Don Anderson.
My parents are Anthony and Don Sklazacek.
My parents are Jake and Angie Klein.
And Taylor, we got a birthday boy at your house today?
Yeah, my brother, he turns 13 today, Croy.
Oh, Croy. Happy birthday to Croy. That is absolutely awesome. So let's talk about Kalachki Days. do you guys have like a certain event that you look forward to each year? I mean, they're all great. We know there's so many great things going on in Montgomery this weekend, but if you had to pick one, what is your favorite event coming up this weekend?
My favorite is the pageant, and yes, I'm biased, but I've been a part of the pageant since I was 2 years old, so it's just always been my favorite, and that's Friday night, so tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the high school PAC, Performing Arts Center.
My favorite event is the Grand Day Parade on Sunday. I'm a huge marching band fan, and I love watching my school march in the parade, and that is Sunday at noon.
My favorite is the Bohemian Tractor Pull. It's where a group of four individuals pull an antique tractor a certain distance, and there are five different divisions, and I actually competed in this in the youth division when I was younger, so I've been doing it for a while, and that is Saturday at 3 in Memorial Park.
Now, I've done that once, the Bohemian Tractor Pull. Mm-hmm. You literally put the rope around your waist, mm-hmm. and you pull this tractor.
I believe it.
It is unreal. There's some guys, farmers,
yes.
around Montgomery that are really good.
Big
They're
fellas.
Like defending champions. Yeah.
Big fellas, I would imagine.
And the Vulcans.
The Vulcans are pretty good, too.
Oh.
Those guys come down and pull it. And you ladies will be pulling the tractor mm-hmm. once again,
yep,
right?
Yep.
How'd you do last year?
I think pretty good. We wear these flats. So for wearing flats and everyone else had on either their farming boots or tennis shoes, I think we did pretty good. Also, the firefighters, they wear their whole entire outfit, everything, and it's like super hot. It's usually like 80, 90 degrees, and they pull. It's really cool.
Very cool. Nisa, Olivia, and Taylor with us. They're the current royalty of Montgomery Kolachki Days going on this weekend. So many fun events, kolachkidays.com. And let's talk about your future. Once you're done being Kolachki royalty, and Nisa, what do you got?
I will be attending the University of Minnesota Twin Cities to major in nursing.
Okay.
I will be attending Mankato State University for musical theater.
Roll Mavs.
Yeah, say no offense against the rest of you ladies, but Olivia's going to get the biggest applause in this town. Absolutely. Taylor?
I'm going to be attending the University of St. Thomas for business administration.
Very cool.
Well, darn, look at you ladies. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
No, I know Stunt was already in here sampling the kolachkis that you brought down.
But he's like, I'm going to be the first one. I was like, dude, you pushed the door down and almost knocked one of y'all over.
He actually met us at the car.
Did he?
He had, really? He had his phone out and he was at the car.
That doesn't surprise any of us.
That's not at all.
Like
that's
Stunt,
not at
yeah.
all.
I'll say he came back for seconds already.
I'm not shocked. Not shocked.
So what flavors did you bring in from Frankie's Bakery in downtown Montgomery?
Today we have blueberry, apricot,
lemon, and raspberry.
Oh. I'll say tea's apricot, right?
My favorite is apricot, but I've never had the lemon, so I might have to change my hat this year and do the lemon. Lemon is one of my favorites. But my grandmother used to make apricot, or kolaches. I call them kolaches. Mm-hmm. She used to make them, and she always would make me my own little apricot six-pack. So, and I would get it, and I'd be like, mm-hmm, this is so good. And I'm
like, now, I know at Kolachki Days, polka music is a big deal, obviously, up in Montgomery. Do you guys have a favorite polka song at all?
My favorite is the Montgomery, Minnesota polka because it just represents our town. And we listen to it on our float. We listen to two songs on our float, every parade, that song, and then Eatin' Kolachkis.
Eating kolachkis, yeah, that's a good one.
And we listen to that on repeat for every parade.
Do you guys fall asleep to that at night? Like,
no, they're both very upbeat, so I think we could recite them and sing them, and we could all dance right now.
Yeah.
They probably wake up in the middle of the night screaming those songs going. Olivia, how about you?
Ooh, those are definitely my favorite, too, but there's also the Fat Man's Polka, which I love.
Okay, that's a good one. Taylor?
There's I don't know the exact name of it, but the tractor one, it's like put, 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 put. I don't know what the name is, but I like that one.
I think the tractor one seems fair. Put, put, put. I like that.
That is a good one, yeah. So sing me a line. Sing me a line from the two that you know.
Eating kolachkis, cheese, curd, and poppy seed. Eating kolachkis all night and day.
Yeah, where?
Oh. That's why she's the music education, or the music theater major.
See, I like that one because it talks about the flavors
I liked
of kolachkis.
I liked that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the other one, the Montgomery, Minnesota one.
Montgomery, Minnesota, a happy place to be. Montgomery, Minnesota, where they bake those kolachki. You visit and you polka and have a real good time. Montgomery, Minnesota, where you hear those church bells chime.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow. That is awesome. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That is good. See, a lot of times I can't get people to sing on the show, so thank you for doing that. Again, a Queen Anissa Anderson, a First Princess Olivia Skazacek, and Second Princess of Miss Congeniality Taylor Klein with us, the current royalty. Now, what time does the pageant start tomorrow?
The pageant is at 7 p.m. at the High School Performing Arts Center, but the doors do open at 6:15, and last year it was packed, so we recommend you get there early to get your spot.
So I'm one of the MCs. If I show up, what, a couple minutes before 7, am I good?
I think you're going to be fine.
Oh,
yeah.
You'll be fine because you have a reserved seat right on stage.
I don't have to fight for any place to sit.
Nope.
So, ladies, before I let you go, so last night in Montgomery, they had Kolachki night at the Montgomery Mallards game. That's the amateur baseball team in town. And they gave me a list of Kolachki Day's questions.
Okay.
I think you'll be good at this, okay? This first one is easy. Which of these events has never been an official Kolachki Day form of entertainment? Airplane rides, steam engine races, Bohemian tractor pull, or a fishing tournament?
I don't think we've ever had a fishing tournament.
Yeah. See, I told you guys are smart. Yeah, one for one.
Oh, yes.
Fishing tournament is correct. This one is pretty funny. Many grandmas have failed drug tests in the area due to their consumption of this flavor kolachki.
Poppy seed.
Poppy seed.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite.
Is that weird that can show up on a drug test?
Poppy seed muffins?
Yeah, it's opium.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Straight up.
See?
Yeah, so don't eat too many.
I
think that's why they have the eating contest as prune, not poppy seed.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Wow. Yeah. All these things I learned that, you know, I've lived in Montgomery for a while. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Okay, yeah. Poppy seed and prune are okay. Do you guys like the traditional kolachkis?
I love poppy seed.
Okay.
I like raspberry.
Same. Raspberry's pretty good. I got a couple more for you. See, you're doing pretty well. Let's see here. Oh, this one's easy. What annual celebration is the 2025 Kolachki Days celebration? What year are we celebrating?
91st.
91st. Yes. 91 years.
That's incredible.
Man. And one more for you. I want to make sure you go perfect on this. Kolachki Days has been celebrated at different times of the year. Which of the following months has it never been celebrated in? Is it June, July, August, September, or October?
Ooh.
Might have stumped him there.
Is it August?
I'll let you guys get together as a group if you want to discuss it real quick.
I think October, because it's too late for harvest season. I thought it was September when it was a harvest.
Well, Kolachki Day started out being celebrated in October, just to let you know. So it's not October.
That would have been my guess. That would have been my guess, ladies.
Well, it used to be a harvest festival.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And then it was changed to September.
So June.
Okay.
See, look at you knew that from the get-go, right?
Yeah.
June. June is the answer, yeah.
Yay.
And one more, I got to bring this up because this involves my son. I'm sorry you've had to hang out with him at parades over the last, 6 months or so. But Montgomery celebrates another Czech event called Masopust. It is equivalent to what event?
Mardi Gras,
yeah.
It's our Czech Mardi Gras celebration.
Yeah, Isaac Worm is the Masopust King.
There it is.
Yeah, he's up in a Hackensack for
FFA. He should
have
been here.
I know, otherwise he'd be here with you.
He's at FFA.
He's at FFA.
He's a busy guy.
Everybody knows the schedule.
We do.
Nisa Anderson, Olivia Skazacek, and Taylor Klein with us here in the KTOE Morning Blend. And ladies, before I let you go, anything else you want to add? Send out an invite to our listeners to come see us in Montgomery this weekend.
Yes, we invite everyone to join us this weekend. Friday through Sunday, we have events all weekend for Kolachki Days in Montgomery, Minnesota. And thank you to our parents, because you guys have truly done a lot. If you're listening, I don't know. And thank you, Aaron, for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Olivia, any final words?
Just a huge thank you to my parents. They're always fueling me with energy drinks and paying for all of my little concessions at events, and I really appreciate them for supporting my reign.
I want to say happy birthday, Croy, and thank you to my parents as well. And come to Kolachki Days.
I do have to mention, on the Japan trip I was on, mm-hmm. Olivia was on that trip as well. Did you eat any squid on a stick? We were talking about it on the air.
I did. I swear I ate everything there.
See?
I ate 10 bowls of ramen one night and then had a broth chugging competition against one of the dads on the trip.
Look at you.
I just barely lost. I was so close.
Did I ever send you a video?
No, you didn't.
Because I have all that video
yet. You need to send that to me.
And there was a night that we were singing karaoke. And Olivia can sing. The rest of us in the group could not sing. It was pretty bad. It was pretty terrible.
You did pretty good. I liked your radio voice.
Oh, yeah. What was I singing? I was singing some NSYNC song. I know, Terry T. Surprise.
Of course you were singing NSYNC.
He's saying bye, bye, bye. And he did the dance.
I have no doubt.
And I did the dance too.
Yeah, he
did.
Again, no doubt.
Yeah, he knew it by heart.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for coming down again. Like I mentioned to Terry T off the air, I have connections with all you growing up in Montgomery. So for me, you know, growing up in a, you know, knowing your parents, it's really cool to see their kids, you know, accomplishing things and getting a chance to interview them on the radio, which is pretty awesome. So thank you again for coming down. Thank you for, you know, bringing kolachkis. I know you're going down to see a stunt in Cary. Yeah, just bring one box down there because that box will never come back. We know that. Again, one more time for Nisa Anderson, the Queen, First Princess Olivia Skazacek, and Second Princess and Miss Congeniality Taylor Klein. Again, thank you for coming down there in their complete wear. They have their crowns.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, one more thing.
They're huge.
Yeah, T, any guesses on how much the Queen's crown weighs?
12 pounds.
Thankfully, no.
They look very heavy.
It is. It's very full.
So 12 pounds was not right?
No.
7 pounds.
A little less, more.
6 pounds.
More.
5 pounds. 4 pounds. 3 pounds. 2 pounds.
So we actually weighed it, and it's not even a pound.
Really?
Yeah.
That they look
but
very
But it's very
fancy.
Close to a pound.
Yeah.
It was like 10 ounces?
Yes, so 10.3 ounces.
That's still a lot, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, 12, now that head. I think about it, 12 is really a lot.
Now that you meet Terry T, now if she wore the crown, I don't think we get it out of her hair.
Oh, goodness, no.
And then the crown gets stuck in her hair.
Yeah.
It might make it more comfortable. It could be like a cushion.
It would definitely just kind of lay there. I think it would just lean up against it.
You wouldn't have the bald spot that I have from a crown.
I guess it's something to be thankful for.
Yeah, the remembrance.
Again, Nisa, Olivia, and Taylor, again, ladies, thank you so much for coming down to Mankato. And again, make it to Kolachki Days this weekend, tomorrow through Sunday. KolachkiDays.com is the website. Again, thank you. Appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies.
And as they say in Montgomery, happy Kolachki.